Hey, y'all, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. You are tuning in to another great show on the 4EYED Radio Network. To listen to more of this show and other great shows, tune into www.4eyedradio.com.
That's right, kids. This is your good pal, Steve-O, from 4EYED Radio Network. I'm here to talk about a great person. Now, think about it. Who are you going to call when your logo looks like shit? You want a kick-ass logo. You want people to see your logo and go, you know what? That's an awesome logo. I wonder who did that logo. Well, I'll tell you who could do your logos for you. Check out Raven Designs. Special care of your work. Special inquiries? Check her out. She's got everything. RavenCruise.com is the place to go because you want a kick-ass logo. You want to stand above the rest. I guarantee it. You hear this song in the background? You know these guys have a kick-ass logo. It's a recognizable logo. And I guarantee it, if Raven was back in that time period, she probably would have made it for them. And they would have been like, hells yeah, people know who we are because we got Raven Designs behind us. Check out RavenCruise.com if you want a kick-ass logo for business cards. Maybe you want to put it on a car. These guys did. Maybe you want to put it on your building. You want something kick-ass. You want something that people can see and just go, this is awesome. Check out RavenCruise.com. And you know what? Do it. Do it right now. You got nothing else going on for you right now. Get a kick-ass logo. Check out her artwork, RavenCruise.com. Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Long Box Cast. I'm trying something new, so I'm doing like a little bit of an intro. So this week, this is episode number, I believe, 15. Last week we had a blowout episode where Tavis Maiden came on, creator of Thunderskull Press and Tenko King. I always pronounce that wrong, so I do apologize in advance. I'm doing another episode by myself, or a first episode by myself. I'm still looking for co-hosts. Yes, I am still looking for co-hosts. So if you has what it takes, Phoenix, Arizona, or anybody who has a free schedule and you want to be on a growing podcast network, please get in contact with the 4EYED Radio Network. We're looking for a co-host for Arcade Bros, Long Box Cast, Do You Even Brony Bro, and codename Site Omega. So thanks again with that. But I want to talk about, before we jump into the show, is a huge, huge announcement that happened exactly today, which is Wednesday. This will be released tomorrow, Thursday. So I wanted to get it out here. I want to talk about it. I was going to tell you, but you know what? Listen to the show, because we're going to have the man himself tell you the big announcement. Wink. So without further ado, Excelsior! Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happened. Yes, that's right. It was the song Kryptonite from Three Doors Down. Anyways, without further ado, let's talk about, hello, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Long Box Cast. I am, of course, is your only host and the only person on the podcast as of right now, because I need to assemble my team of justice, my team of righteousness, my, or you know what, if I can't even assemble like a good guy team, come on, let's do the Legion of Doom already. I could be evil, I'm probably going to be evil, which is weird, because I just took a quiz to see what Green Lantern or Lantern color I would be. Turns out I would be a Green Lantern, which I thought was very odd. I would have seen myself more at either like a Blue Lantern or possibly a Red Lantern. So the interwebs is interesting to actually make me be an actual Green Lantern, which I think I'd be a good Green Lantern, but I think I would kill a lot of people just because my imagination and the power ring I would get. Yeah, I'd do a lot of damage. You thought Man of Steel was bad with the things he did to Metropolis. I'd fuck Arizona up. Just saying. Anyways, of course, you can listen to our show by finding us at 4EYEDradio.com. You can also find us on Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Miro Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. And, of course, our show is brought to you by the wonderful Raven Designs, illustrates and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquires, visit ravencruise.com. Also, we are very proud and very happy and very wonderful to be having these people be a part of the 4i Radio Network, Critical Care Comics. If you want to check out more information of this great cause, of these people who donate comic books to children's hospitals to help them while they're in getting better and hopefully finding a cure for everything, you can then go ahead and check out criticalcarecomics.org. Also, don't forget to like them on their Facebook page. Also, don't forget to like us or me on the Facebook page. Because, come on, you love me. I need the likes. I need the likes. Likes to me are like, it's kind of like my Twitter followers. I need more Twitter followers, which I'm also going to get to Twitter followers, of course, because Twitter thing. So, of course, people who followed us on Twitter, I want to thank you. I don't think we had any new likes on Facebook, so come on, Facebook people. Twitter's kicking your butt. You're going to take a pow and a zam and a zip and a biff from Twitter? Facebook, you were first, man. Well, technically, MySpace was first, but MySpace died. MySpace is like the death of Superman. It happened, and no one really cares because they just kind of brought him back, which is kind of like Facebook now. I'm really going off on tangents, but it's what I have to do because I'm by myself. Anyways, so Twitter's, I want to thank for the following people who have followed us on Twitter. Again, if you follow us on Twitter, we will follow you back, or I will follow you back. But seriously, Susan, at T Roomza, at Tweepy, and of course, which was really awesome today, we had a lot of followers, a lot of following on our network from at Phoenix Comic Con. So they are following us, they're following a bunch of our shows. Hopefully we can keep in very good contact with all of them. We do know a bunch of people already who've been on the show because we are very big in the Phoenix Comic Con community, I will say that much. So, so thank you for the follow, and we'll definitely follow you back. So without further ado, we're going to talk about the big announcement, that actually happened Wednesday. Today's Thursday. I'm not traveling back in time, but I was going to announce it myself. I was going to be like, you know what? I'll go ahead and announce it, but you know what? We have somebody special in the studio who's actually going to talk about what's going on at Phoenix Comic Con. Three new guests announcements did happen at Phoenix Comic Con. So, without further ado, Mr. West.
Yes, thank you, Stephen. It's great to be back in the socially awkward studios. That's right, old bat friends and new bat friends alike. Me, Adam West, followed by Bert Ward, my trusty sidekick, my little cape crusader, my ying to my other ying. Ha! See what I did there? And Julia Newmar, very voluptuous woman, will be attending the Phoenix Comic-Con. That's right, kids. If you want to see the first and only Cape Crusader that matters, you better come down to the Phoenix Comic Con happening in June. It's going to be fantastic. You can take my pictures. You can talk to me and Bert Ward. In fact, why don't you ask us riddles? And me and my friend, the Boy Wonder, will try to solve them, such as, what weighs 4 pounds and is a murderous killer?
That's easy. It's a sparrow with a machine gun.
You're right, Robin, which means if a sparrow can grab a machine gun, it is not an actual sparrow, but in fact a man in a sparrow costume. Quickly! to the Bat Poles. So, come out and see me, the Boy Wonder, and Catwoman, and we will make your Comic-Con fantastic!
Well, thank you, Mr. West, for coming on and giving us that announcement. So you heard it here. Yes, Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julian Newmar is going to be at the Phoenix, Arizona, but I'm going to just go with Phoenix. I've already butchered this so much today. Phoenix Comic-Con. This year, all my dreams have finally come true. I hopefully will get to actually meet the Cape Crusader, the original Cape Crusader. I'm going to try to out-west Adam West. Let's see if I can do that. I know it'll only be like 15 seconds, but I'll come in. I'll be like, hello there. You are me. And I am you. We must battle to the death. Or he'll just go, you can't kill the original. There can only be one. And he'll chop my head off, and then he'll get power, and it'll be like the Highlander. It'll be very weird. But yeah, that's a big, big announcement. I'm guaranteed it has something to do with the 75 years of Batman, which is going on, has been going on. In fact, I'll talk about it on an episode of Arcade Bros, which we didn't have this week. I do apologize. But there was the big, the huge savings you can get on Xbox Live right now. And I don't know if PlayStation is doing it. To be fair, I haven't really touched my PlayStation 3 in a bit. My Xbox One has kind of taken over the living room. But enough about video games, because it's time to dive into some of this comic book stuff. That's right. Did not know if I was going to have a show this week, but decided to, you know what? Big announcement. Might as well try to wing it. Let's see how this stuff goes. So a lot of stuff has happened. Let's talk about, though, I was finally, I saw Captain America, the Winter Soldier, for the second time. I am actually going to give my review on it. There will be spoilers, so you still have not seen the movie. I do apologize. I will tell you to go ahead and skip that little portion of the show when I get there. But what I've been reading this week, I picked up finally a copy of Mad Love, the Batman comic book, which is written by Paul Dini and drawn by Bruce Timm, which is fantastic. It's his art style and then kind of has this adult writing to it, which gives you that feel of the Batman animated series, but in comic book form. Not only does it have the story of Mad Love, but also has a bunch of other short stories that were also released. I think they decided to put this in a bundle, which I thought was a great idea. Has a bunch of cool artwork by Bruce Timm. Has a bunch of cool, just writing. Just Paul Dini just knows how to write, which is a big thing I wanted to get into. They finally released the last episodes of Batman Brave and the Bold. Now, I know a lot of people were like, this show is stupid. They did such a good job with the final season, the third season, which I kind of wish the show would have gone on for a long time, but my God, it was hilarious. They had so many great cameos. They did so many stuff. I mean, as much of a character that no one likes Batmite, Paul Rubin, the guy who plays Pee Wee Herman, fantastic character actor, Paul Rubin. La 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 la. I know that's my horrible Pee Wee impersonation, but he was the voice of Batmite, and so good in that show. But yeah, so I picked up Mad Love. Now, this is the story that talks about how the Joker and Harley Quinn, basically how Harley Quinn came to be, which they did adapt it into the animated series, I believe season 3 or 4, which was entitled The New Adventures of Batman. The artwork was a little bit updated. Batman lost his yellow emblem on his chest. It was just the straight bat on his chest, which I do like that artwork. I know a lot of people weren't too happy with the Joker. They kind of just made him they took away his makeup. They made his eyes black, kind of like a shark. It did give him kind of a more like sinister kind of look. But and that was like the best rendition, I think, of the Scarecrow. It gave him like the noose around his neck, and it made him really look very creepy. But Mad Love, highly recommended. It's a great read. There's even a cool story with Batgirl in there during the holiday season. You get to see her like be like, oh no, trouble's going down. She's in literally like the changing room, and she's like throwing on her outfit and stuff like that. And what can I say? I love me some redheads. So Batgirl can, she can pow biff me anytime if you catch my drift. And a lot of people are like, God, Steve, that's just disturbing. Anyway, so without further ado, we're going to talk about the Captain America Winter Soldier movie. So, spoilers. So, the movie has almost been out for an entire month. I saw it the day before it actually premiered. And then I saw it again just last weekend. Kyle wanted to see it, so I was like, yeah, I'll go see it again. Great, great movie. If Marvel keeps on this path, Marvel, you're not slowing down anytime soon, which is just fantastic. So, of course, the story takes place pretty much, I believe, after the events of Avengers. Wow, that took me a really big pause to get to there. They've updated Captain America's costume, which I absolutely like it. I think it looks a lot better than it did in the Avengers. Now, I know the Avengers was really kind of going for more of like his one look from the comic books, but I don't know. His costume did not transfer over well in realistic. So I do like this new suit. Kind of gives it more like a military feel. Kind of like, I'm like, yeah, that kind of works for it. So basically, it starts off with him going down to going to have to save a shield or a ship, basically, that was in international waters. You soon find out that it was, shield sent it there, and a bunch of different things are coming on. Now, I will say this, there's a lot of Easter eggs in this movie, and this movie doesn't really gear you up for Guardians of the Galaxy that Thor the Dark World did. This gears you up pretty much for everything that's going to happen. I believe in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just was having their huge like blowout of everything changes basically in this movie. And then comes the transition of everything's going to be completely different in Avengers Age of Ultron. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's basically going to happen. So basically, right off the bat, right when you get there, Captain America gets into a fist fight with this kind of like a French guy. You soon find out he's the Leaper. That's right. Who in our right mind would ever think that the Leaper would have been in a Marvel movie? I mean, he's been in the comics. He's been in the cartoon shows. A lot of people are like, I don't even know who this guy is. But yes, so he gets in battle with him. So there was one Easter egg that was really kind of cool. Of course, you find out that he comes back. They're like, what's going on? What happened with the ship? All this kind of stuff. And then what I really liked about this movie is there's a part where basically Samuel Jackson gets pretty much blockade, in the streets of in Washington, and he has to fight his way out. And this is the first time you actually kind of get to see pretty much Nick Fury live up to the legend that everyone keeps talking about with Nick Fury. Like, don't get me wrong, Nick Fury has done some pretty badass stuff in the following films, but this is the first time he really did some shit that you're just like, yeah, this is gonna be good. I really like this movie because Black Widow, again, redhead, kicks a major ass. They have a lot more stuff with her. And I really do like the dynamic between her and Steve. And what I really liked is they weren't really trying to set this up as a love story between those two, because they never hook up, as far as to my knowledge. I think they may have hooked up in the comics. I know they've done it in some of the animated movies and so on and so forth. But they really don't have like a love relationship. They have more of a partner relationship. They have more of a, we're work buddies, basically. We don't want to mess this up. So there are some parts in the movie where people, were like, oh, I can't believe you're doing that. But I assure you, that's not going to happen. They're not going to be, hanky-panking and all this kind of cool stuff. Of course, shit goes down. I start finding out that Nick Fury gets spoilers. Again, I told you spoilers. I told you you're going to have to go past this. So spoilers. Nick Fury dies. Yeah, Nick Fury gets gunned down. Captain America goes after the man. And you find out it's the Winter Soldier. Of course, the man name in the title, the Winter Soldier. Who is the Winter Soldier? Now, I know all you comic book fans, you know who the Winter Soldier is. A lot of people who went to go see the movie did not know who the Winter Soldier were, such as, I know, like, family members of mine wouldn't know, and probably people who are not really hardcore comic book fans. But here you go, big spoiler. The Winter Soldier is Bucky. That's right, Bucky. Steve Rogers' best friend, longtime companion. How could that be? How could that be? But it is. So you find that out towards the end of the movie a little bit, where like his mask comes off, and a great line throughout the movie where it's just like Captain America's like, Bucky? And then Bucky, of course, looks at him and goes, who the hell is Bucky? And you're just like, no! But really great movie. A lot of cool, a big name drop. Another one of the Easter eggs they were talking about, because basically you soon find out that Hydra has infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. So pretty much there's double agents throughout the entire form of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, everything is changing, basically, in S.H.I.E.L.D. now. It has been corrupted by Hydra. They have to take down a couple of things. So basically, this man starts telling them about, he's like, we got to keep tabs on people, big name people like Bruce Banner, Stephen Strange. That's right. He mentioned Stephen Strange. Now,
I know a lot of people are like, oh my god, Doctor Strange! To be honest with you, he's not really a character that I could care too much about. I'm like, alright, that's fine if they're going to start introducing magic into this, which they kind of already have with Thor and a bunch of other stuff. So, of course, I'll get right to the nit and gritty of everything. Captain America saves the day. Of course, Hydra's corrupted. He's going to go after the Winter Soldier. All this kind of crazy stuff starts happening. Now, the biggest cool thing at the end of the movie, spoilers again, spoilers. Credits happen. Boom. Goes into that little thing. You find out that Hydra has Loki's pokey stick. That's right. That scepter that was in Avengers. And I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah. See how this goes. Best part comes afterwards when they come walking out. And they have two people in jail cells. And one guy's running back and forth really fast. Yes, that's right, kids. It is Quicksilver. And right next to him in another cell is Scarlet Witch, the twins. Which is going to be very weird because apparently those two are going to be in X-Men Days of Future Past. We'll see what happens. But I am super excited. We'll see where the next Marvel movie goes. Now, the next one I got coming up, I believe, is going to be Amazing Spider-Man 2. Which I will dive into some of that news, which is not really Spider-Man 2 news, but it's more Spider-Man 3 news, which is very peculiar, but I think it's really cool, but we'll get into that. Just give me a sec. So then the movie closes out, bada bing, bada boom. Then you got Guardians of the Galaxy, which I am super excited for, August 1st. If you're not going to be there, it's basically, yeah, it's probably my birthday movie, so that's going to be kind of cool. So that's my rundown of Captain America the Winter Soldier. I will say this, great movie. Marvel's doing it right. Marvel's kicking ass, and hopefully they can keep kicking ass. So we'll see what happens next within the Marvel universe. So DC better get on that. Okay, so we're going to dive into some more little bit of news. This one came out of the gates. This was weird. This is Bryan Singer, apparently. Story came out. Now, this Bryan Singer, if you don't know who Bryan Singer is, then I'm going to tell you who Bryan Singer is, all right? Whether you like it or not, okay? I'm going to tell you. You're going to enjoy it when I tell you. Yeah, I'm a very threatening person over a podcast. It comes down to where Bryan Singer is the director of the very first X-Men movie, and he's also directed number two. He's directed a bunch of other movies as well, but he's coming back, and he directed Days of Future Past and has already talked about the next X-Men movie, which will be Age of Apocalypse. I'm super excited. Everything's going great. So now apparently this kid has come out and said that Bryan Singer allegedly abused him when he was 17 years old, 1999. So this is about when the first X-Men movie was coming out. He said he sodomized him. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I know we were going to talk about it on Socially Awkward, but we never got to it. So Singer was accused of raping this boy, forcing him to take cocaine in 1999 via a lawsuit filed on Thursday in Hawaii. The filmmaker, whose new X-Men film Days of Future Past opens in the U.S. pretty much next month, has denied these allegations against him. The claims may... See what happens? I'm allergic to bullshit, see? So I don't think this is true or not, because I'm like, you waited this long to come out? I'm like, the man made money already, and now you're coming out because now this new movie's coming out, and you're like, oh, Bryan Singer, I remember him. So I'm going to say this is bullshit, because... And it just pisses me off, because It pisses me off, because Bryan Singer is... he's a homosexual. I have nothing against homosexual people. I think it's great. I love when people can actually, if you're attracted to men or you're attracted to women and that's your bag, man, just go for it. I mean, live life to the fucking fullest, all right? You know, and that's why I'm getting so pissed off at the whole gay marriage shit too, you know? Yeah, I'm going to get political for a bit, but hear me out. You know, with the whole, let them get married. Just let them have their fun. Let them do what they want to do. They're not hurting anybody. They're behind closed doors. It's like, it's the same thing with you and your significant other. If you're doing shit too, you're not hurting anybody. It's because it's your own thing. I've done some kinky shit, dude. We all done some kinky shit. All right? Behind closed doors. Didn't hurt anybody. We enjoyed it. We probably would do it again. You know? Anyways, The biggest problem I'm having here is now is those people who are the anti-gays will probably jump off this going, like, see, I told you this is why we can't have gay people in the Boy Scouts because they're going to sodomize children, yada, yada, yada. It's like, it's just going to hurt the gay community. I'm like, just stop it already. Just let them be them, you know? Just let everybody be them, okay, you know? It's like, look, people are racist. There's probably still going to be racist. I can't change that. I hate racism. I don't enjoy racism, but guess what? These people get the same rights as everybody else. So, just let the gays be gay. All right? That's my new slogan, everybody. Just let the gays be gay. They're not hurting anybody. So anyway, so let's dive into this. I know this is a really, they're like, Steve, you had me here, and then you jumped over here. Steve, what are you doing with your podcast, man? I don't understand you, man. Game over, man. Game over. Anyway, so this is a rumor that was in talks about. So Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 has not come out yet. Comes out pretty much next Friday. But they've already been talking about Amazing Spider-Man 3. And during a Google Hangout press event on Monday, a question was posed to Webb, the director of The Amazing Spider-Man. He's like, when can we expect to see J. Jonah Jameson in the Amazing Spider-Man movie franchise? They also talked about him wanting to actually, he would like to bring J. Jonah Jameson into the Spider-Man franchise, but he's been sitting here going like, but I don't know if anybody can outdo J.K. Simmons. Which, if you don't know J.K. Simmons, phenomenal actor. He's been in plenty of movies. He nailed that role of J.J. in the Spider-Man movies. He was fantastic. I don't know anybody else who could do it. In fact, he is so good at it that he actually does the voice of J.J. on the Amazing Spider-Man or the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon show. So on and so forth. So it's like, oh, come on. This, just bring him back, people. Just do it. He'd be phenomenal. So we'll see what happens if they decide to bring him back in that. But that's really all the kind of Spider-Man news. I just think it's weird that people like to do Spider-Man news when other Spider-Man shows have not come out yet. Shifting gears again, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that happened at WonderCon just this past week. One of the big things that happened was I know there was some leaked footage of the new Godzilla film, which I will talk about in an all-new episode of Codename Site Omega Cast. But another thing that came out is a lot of people got to see the premiere of Son of Batman, which we can get our hands on a copy of this coming straight to DVD and Blu-ray. Digital downloads as well, I believe on May 6th, so we'll look forward to that. But yeah, that looked like, if you haven't seen any trailers for that, that looks just phenomenal. I can't wait for that movie to come out. DC, this is the only thing they seem to be getting right, is their animated features, which I just think is phenomenal that they're doing that. So, but yeah, so we can look forward to that. Other big news, I think at WonderCon was just more talking about The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and so on and so forth. Hopefully 1 year, maybe next year, if podcast becomes successful, not just saying this podcast, but the network podcast, hopefully we can all just, you know, jump in and get some 4i Radio down there. I mean, requested people. We know you love you. Speaking of 4i Radio Network and Phoenix Comic Con, don't forget to check out our live show. We're actually doing our first live show from Phoenix Comic Con Friday at 10:30. I'll give you more details on that. I don't have it written down, which I probably should have, but I didn't. So, you know me, not really doing stuff. So, of course, I'm going to wrap this show up. It's going to be a short show, but it's what we got to do here until I can find, again, co-hosts. I'm still looking for co-hosts. I'm not looking for just one co-host. I'm looking for multiple co-hosts on all those shows I mentioned earlier in the intro of the podcast. CodeSite, Omega, Godzilla Podcast, Monster Podcast, Longboxcast, everything and anything about comic book related, movies, TV, comic books, you name it, you can be on it. Then we also got Arcade Bros, everything and anything about video games. So
I know there's a lot of gamers out there, so come on. Come on, I know you want to be a part of this network. It's a fast-growing network. And still looking for people for Do You Even Brony Bros, the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic podcast, which I'm still trying to figure out. What is the deal with this show? I saw one thing that I was like, okay, they added the two twins from BioShock Infinite, but I'm still like, I'm still trying to figure out why people are into the show, why adults are into the show, why it become this cult phenomenal classic that people just can't get enough on. But of course, if you want to find me, go to our Facebook page /LongboxCast. Also follow us on Twitter @LongboxCast. Also, don't forget to check out the website longboxcast.com, which I need to get all this information still so I can start updating the shows and whatnot. But yeah, I want to start keeping back up on Arcade Bros and Longbox Cast. So let's come on, people, make it happen. I think we're like one like away from having 50 likes on Longbox Cast. So who wants to be number 50, man? I already told you, come number 50, you can win a prize, man. We're gonna start doing some prizes, man. Especially, I'm looking forward to my loot crate, which should be coming sometime this week. So I'm excited about that. I'm gonna post a video of me opening it, see what I get. And to be honest with you, there's stuff in there that I'm really not into. I'm like, yeah, this is okay. I might just start giving this stuff away for prizes. So look forward to that, kids. So get on it. We would love to have Loot Crate as a sponsor for the 4i Radio Network. Also, our guest, State 48, if you didn't get to check out that podcast. I just got my shirt for my stand-up gig, which, of course, if you're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, and you want to see me do stand-up comedy again, this is my second month in a row, and I'm also scheduled to do it again in May, the last Sunday of every month, so this coming Sunday, 7:30 is when the doors open. If you show up and see me, it's $10 to get in. You do not have to buy drink minimum. Great other comics in the show. It's going to be run by a great guy, Michael Turner. We had him on the show. He's a very funny guy. Also, don't forget Kevin Elliott, who's a part of Appropriate Inappropriate. So if you do want to check us out and other great comics, go check us out this Sunday, 7:30 at Stand Up Scottsdale. $10 to get in, and you won't be disappointed. So definitely check it out. Hopefully someone will record another video of me, maybe get some more pictures so I can boost up my Facebook page, because I'm getting back into comedy, people, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's like McDonald's. I'm loving it. So, of course, don't forget to check out all the other great shows on the 4i Radio Network. And, yeah, I guess until next time, face front, kiddos, because if you don't, you won't see the shit that's coming your way. I still got to come up with a tagline for this. All right. Excelsior. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.